This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Folks, Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, and the next guy they think Mueller wants to indict but can't find anything, is going to be hosting the last two segments of the showers. I want to give him the floor to cover a lot of big developments, but he's just as nauseated as I am by Meghan McCain and the whole, it's like Jesus Christ just got crucified. I mean, he was this horribly corrupt guy, but I wanted to mention to you, Roger, there's big articles out on Infowars.com from high-level sources that they even tried to script oligarchs to claim that they paid off Trump but couldn't do it. And there's also Democrat senators, CNN reports, Russians penetrated Florida voter registration systems with no proof. He's way behind in the polls. So Democrat Senator Bill Nelson, who's up for re-election this year as a state Donald Trump won, said Russians have penetrated some of the state's voter registration systems. So any Americans wanting to get rid of the Democrats, we're all Russians now. This is ridiculous. It's preposterous. I guess the Russians just gave us a 4.6% growth rate. I guess the Russians just cut off the Russian oil and gas sales and devastated them. I mean, this is preposterous. I mean, if the Russians are doing this, my God, they're our best friends ever. But obviously they're not. So what's your take on that and what's coming up?
Well, let's kind of take this one at a time. You're right. The McCain love fest, which is wall to wall on broadcast television, more opulent and more effusive than anything for Ronald Reagan or any other former president, never mind a senator. But the most telling piece of video was when Barack Obama said, John McCain and I always knew we were on the same side. There it is, folks. He said it. On the same side. Globalists. Council on Foreign Relations. Trilateral Commission, one world government, the two-party duopoly that has run this country into the ditch. And then you played this clip, but I have to go back to it, where Meghan McCain says, we gather the morning passing American greatness, the real thing, not cheap rhetoric from men who never came near the sacrifice he gave willingly, nor the opportunistic appropriation of those who live lives of comfort and privilege while he suffered. Alex, John McCain was worth $200 million. When he ran for president, he was asked in a debate how many homes he owned. He couldn't remember. How did he make $200 million on the salary of a U.S. senator? The systematic effort to erase all of his blemishes, the fact that he was personally responsible for the deaths of 134 of his fellow men in the Navy on the deck of the Forrestal, is erased from history. If he were not the son of an
or helping found ISIS, he was a monstrous creature.
Look, and I have delayed this commentary until
no,
such
no,
time.
I agree, but it's gotten disgusting now. I mean, God almighty.
Well, it's so over the top that I think people aren't seeing
it's
through.
Basically Satan worship.
We need to get that clip of Barack Obama saying he and McCain were on the same side and play it over and over again.
Yeah, guys, pull that up because I don't have his full comments. I did see that. We're just search YouTube. Obama says me and McCain on the same side. That is key.
The other thing I would have to say is since I'm at the beach with the family and I've had CNN on, I'm still astounded at the extent to which they no longer even pretend to be a news network. They no longer pretend to have any semblance of balance in their panels. Their panels now consist of three liberals bashing Trump wall to wall, no objectivity, no credibility. They're virtually drooling in their hatred. It's something.
Well, they're getting panicked by the 4.6% rate and everything that's happening. Roger, you're going to be hosting two segments. You're loaded for bear. We're going to be talking to you straight ahead. Please stay with us, all right?
Looking forward to it.
All right, he's got better Skype at his hotel and wherever he's at than he does at home. So Roger Stone was like in the room with us just there. If you're a TV viewer, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Yeah, I already hate mainstream media, but my God, you walk by any television, it is just worship, 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 worship. That shriveled, demonic, horrible, little corrupt piece of trash.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're live on this Sunday edition. We have an hour left. Roger Stone's coming up in the last two segments with huge breaking news. But Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz are her husband. So Millie Wentz and Gavin Wentz are out on the road doing an amazing job covering Trump rallies and other events. But, man, she posted like five videos this weekend that are on Infowars.com that are powerful. And you see the beautiful, wonderful black Americans who are so articulate and so nice and so loving and so on top of it and bucking the intimidation, bucking the bullying, and talking about how they love Trump. And, man, one big victory the Democrats had was the Tea Party was started by Ron Paul supporters when he ran for election in, like, 2004. Because I remember I was there, part of it. We would, you know, throw the deficit and stuff, you know, into the water in Austin and Boston, you name it. That was a thing against Republicans and Democrats. And then it scared Republicans, so they tried to co-opt it. But instead, the Liberty Movement took over the Republican Party instead, as I predicted. And I was right about that. I don't know how I keep being right, but I am. And so now we're an insurrection taking over the Republican Party. But when you sit there and you pull back from this, it's just wild how the Democrats would say the Tea Party's racist. If you're black or Hispanic or whatever, do not go to one. But then I sat there over the next few years and watched that fail and saw it go from 90% white to like 70% white till I've gone to Tea Party events in Texas and I've gone to the rally we set up at the RNC. And, man, I looked out on that crowd, and it was half black and Hispanic, and it was beautiful. And they were all just amazing people. And that scared the hell out of David Corn and the MSNBC that was there. They were just, I remember them, like, shaking their head, looking at the crowd and going, pointing, only aim your cameras up there. Do not show this. Because, man, they went and they saw that rally, and it was half Hispanic and black. Let's just say most of the crowd was brown, but their hearts were red-blooded, so I love them. And it just absolutely freaked the daylight out of them. They didn't know what to do. You know, the black community loves Trump before he ran for office. He was the most quoted, most lauded person in hip-hop, in rap. On BET, he was the favorite guy because everybody knew he opened the doors up to everybody 45 years ago. He took over golf courses that were white only. Hard to believe those even existed. I'm like, but I guess I'm only 45, so back when I was being born, Trump was taking over failed golf courses because a bunch of old dead white people were dying. They didn't want anybody but their own little club there, like Caddyshack, Judge Smales. And so, I mean, black people who lived in New York or wherever, they loved Donald Trump because they know he was like throwing open the doors, and if you were a good manager or a good business person, he'd put you in charge. If you were gay, he'd put you in charge. He got all these awards for all that because he just cared about what you stood for. And everybody knows that, that actually knows Trump. And that's why the Democrats are so scared of him, because the claim that he's a racist is ridiculous. And so you see Millie Weaver go out there. You know, the media always goes, oh, look, there's the black for Trump's guy. Well, he loves Trump. And whenever Trump has a rally, he flies out there on his own dime. He's a Christian. He gets that. But I go to the events. I go to them. And now it's 20% black. Well, blacks are only 13% of the population. But the numbers are about 20%. That scares the hell out of the Democrats. And guess what the polls show? 23% of black Americans. It's like some title to say African-American. I'm not a German-American or Welsh-American. I'm American. And you call me white, I'm part Native American. Doesn't matter. I'll call people black. Black, white, doesn't matter. The names don't matter. We're humans. You got 23% of blacks in major polls supporting Trump. Same thing with Hispanics. It's a doubling number. Well, actually, Hispanics were 30%. They're up at like 50% now, so that's even bigger. But people are getting the scam. Yeah, a lie goes halfway around the world before truth put its pants on, to quote Mark Twain. But, man, once you get the truth, it doesn't go back. So let's play this Millie Weaver report. There's a bunch of others on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
Silicon Valley calls it information operations.
I'll tell you what Make America Great means to me. The fact that I can wake up every day of my life, and if I choose to make the right decisions, I can be whatever I want to be in the greatest country in the world.
The president's here. It'd be cool if I could do some tricks for him. I support. I mean, I'm still here. Everybody's having a good time, so it's just a good vibes.
I stand for all his policies, both religiously and politically, and I just think he's been doing a really great job.
I just want to see, like, because I've never seen him, and it's exciting.
He's already done so much for the country, and he's really doing a great job.
Have you guys been affected by any of the policies that he's enacted personally?
I have. As far as abortion goes, that was one of my big issues. I very heavily stand for the unborn, and so his policies as far as that goes has really, really affected me.
My body, her choice! My body, her choice! My body!
I just like him, you know. I lived in New York back in the 70s when Trump was on his rise, and I always had that admiration for Trump and the things that he was doing in New York City back in the early mid-70s. So when he became a candidate for president, I just still had a joy for him, you know.
I've got more friends in the unions now than I ever have before. They are hiring at a rate that they don't have enough minorities to fill. There's not enough of them. These guys aren't going out and applying for these jobs. They're everywhere, and they're begging for minorities. Wages are going up. The economy's thriving. Jobs are being, more jobs are being provided. I mean, the guy creates minority jobs just by showing up.
Trump's still Trump, and now there's a motivator, a person that do things, and a person that can get things done. And nothing you can do or say about it can change that, so well.
So why do you like him?
Huh? Because he speaks his mind. He don't play around with it. You know what I mean? He goes to the point.
Do you think some of these other politicians are being fake a lot of times?
Absolutely.
He is a great man for our country. I do believe so. Yes, I do. I love Trump.
Go Trump! The hate is clearly over there.
He's trying to give us
like you can feel the vibes of hate coming from over there.
Yeah.
And you look over here, the people aren't screaming at him. The people aren't screaming.
Peace and protest. This is not what peace and protest is all about. This is what they think is acceptable. This is not what Trump stands for. But they don't understand that.
Why are they mad for us believing what we believe, and we're not mad at them for believing what they believe? Like, I mean, I think it's all out here to get each other out of our skin, and I love it. It's out here for entertainment purposes for me. They say because I'm black, I should be over there. And I'm not black. I don't go by black. I go by two or more races.
What were they saying to you?
They said something about a white girl or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't find the hate. I've been looking for hate all day. Hate was over here with the protesters. There's been no hate in the Trump crowd. I've got nothing but love all day. So I don't understand where the racism or the hate or whatever they say about Trump. Trump's not a racist. He's an American businessman. It's that simple. The divide was created in the Obama administration, and that wave has just been rode by the media, and that's it. Trump creates nothing but greatness.
Conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break and come right back. Roger Stone's coming up. I got some other clips I want to play, but I want to also hit the globalist plan to bankrupt this country and how we stop them, because we can see Trump's bringing oxygen back into the room, but imagine if they were in control. What's their plan to demoralize you? America was never great, will never be great. Remember what Cuomo said.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here back live. You know, think about what the globalists would do if they had control of this country. The Democrat Attorney General, who looks like the star of American Psycho, I should add. I mean, he just looks like the archetypal devil meets a vampire and had babies. We'll put him up on screen for folks. He wants all illegals to have free health care and be able to vote. That's in the Associated Press. They say that all with a completely straight face. You got 7+ billion people outside of this country, many of them living in total squalor, and you advertise everything's free, and you're racist if you don't give it out for free. So let's go back to the video clip since we're on that subject, and then I'll come back and give you the actual news articles on what's going on with that for you and your family. But just search engine, Democrat Attorney General of California give free health care to illegal aliens. That's what they're talking about. That's what they've always been pushing. But remember, Obama said McCain tributes echoes criticism of Trump. President George W. Bush comments at John McCain's funeral demonizing him. This is the fraud of these people. This is how they operate. This is what they believe. Can you go to Mexico and get free health care? Can you go to Russia or China? Or no, but only in Europe or the U.S., and they use the niceness of us to enslave us, and they bring in these client groups to do it. California craziness. Congress may have to stop state from giving free health care to illegal immigrants who they're bringing in to be their controlled clients. Democrat proposes government-funded health care for illegal aliens. That's the Attorney General Gavin Newsom. We have the video. 68% of voters, illegal immigration, major problem. Fed's not doing enough. It's a model where you're a world government corporate system. You bring in third world populations, it'll drive down wages, get rid of the middle class, and then keep them as a client group who will burn down cities if you don't submit. And so they're set to vote out globalism in Germany and Sweden. Thousands of car fires, thousands of rapes, thousands of stabbings. And if you talk about it on Facebook, you're banned. That is 21st century warfare. That is globalist control. And then Canada has a 280% tariff on all dairy, cheese, milk, yogurt, billions of dollars. Trump says, get rid of that. And they say, oh, my God, you're such a horrible person. You hate Canada. See, there's this, like, we were just here to be raped and pissed on and all this. And then we go, no, China. You have a $900 billion deficit. We want $200 billion. Cut off that. China goes, F you. We go, fine. $500 billion. F you. Fine. $800 billion. Whoa. We need you. That's right. Because you're dirtbag commies. Your people don't even have running sewage. You enslave them because you're a bunch of soulless, anti-Christian scum at the top. A bunch of commies. And you're not going to lecture us through Google and Facebook and Apple that have moved over there and are down on their knees giving you, you know what? We're done. We're the moral people. We believe in a human future. We're not trying to screw people over. The Democratic Party and the Chi-Coms and the globalists, they are. And they're the enemy. Unbelievable garbage from these scum. Now, let me stop right there. I don't own slave factories in China. I didn't get a Pulitzer Prize for the New York Times like their reporters did for lying about WDs in Iraq to kill over a million people. Not against our troops going over there, they were ordered, but I'm against the lie to get us there to take out a non-radical and put in radicals for the Arab Spring coming and the invasion of Europe. They had to get rid of the old CIA plan of Egypt and Iraq with stable leaders that the CIA put in under Eisenhower plans that took decades to take place and put it in with radicals to implode into Europe for the larger UN plan and all the rest of it. So, again, these people are monsters. They're the enemies of your prosperity. They admit they are, and thank God for Trump and you. They've been forced out in the open. But I didn't lie about WMDs in Iraq. I'm not defending the Vatican and the giant pedophile rings. I'm not hurting the children like that with deadly vaccines, with autism from 1 in 30,000 to 1 in 58. That's why they say I hurt children by questioning public events that happen when they happen till we verify they happen, because we were told babies, thousands had their brains bashed out to invade Iraq, and it wasn't true. It was an actress. It was a PR firm. It was fake. So we have a right to question that. I've never killed any children. I've never killed your children. I've not done the things they say I've done. They have the New York Times by their known lies. But you see, they're after me. They want to shut us down because they know you're listening, and they know the military's listening, and they know the police are listening, and that's why it's so critical. And I want to thank the listeners to understand that this is your fight. This isn't like some football game where you hope your team wins, but if they lose, it's okay. This is your Second Amendment, your private property, your right to raise your children as you see fit, and to be religious or not religious. This is your true Renaissance egalitarianism. InfoWars is the spirit of liberty. The enemy hates it. And so it's your choice to support the right to say what we're saying and what we're doing so we have a voice, so the enemy can't shut us up, which is their real goal, and then say whatever they want about me once they can bankrupt me and put me in prison, which they have an Obama, CIA, stay-behind network in Congress funded. And you just like you thought Trump wouldn't go after internet censorship, and we pushed it, and you pushed it, and now he's doing it. The president is now talking about how Obama put $3 billion into a CIA leftist group, hiring the New York Times, the Washington Post through Bezos, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, and ABC, and NBC are all getting hundreds of millions a year to lie about Trump, to lie about Roger Stone, to lie about me, and it's all in the documents. See, the lawyers all know this. They're just scared to say it, because if you cover it, they go after you. But let's put those Zero Hedge articles back up on screen, please. Because if you want to know what will defeat the globalist, the so-called Countering Foreign Propaganda Act that Obama put in right before he left, that's the big criminal enchilada. That's the election meddling. But if the American people let them brand us all as Russian agents, like every Democrat's doing this losing, because they know that we're awake to them, if we let them brand us as that, then it's our fault. But if we rise up politically to these bills, like H.R. 6393 that passed, Intelligence Authorization Act, fiscal year 2017, and the accompanying bill, it's over. And I've been on the phone with the Pentagon. I've been on the phone with the Patriots. I've been in, because, you know, thank God the Army in the 50s, when they were trying to make us lose, when the CIA was trying to make us lose to North Korea and the Chinese, the Army got pissed then and created stay-behind networks in America. And see, I'm not one of those stay-behind networks. I just come from the same cloth as those people. And so I seamlessly merge right into it. And yes, I'll just tell you, we are a stay-behind network for America. It's the big secret. That's what we are. It's why they're after us. It's true. The stay-behind network support me. I'm from a stay-behind network. Most of my family was in stay-behind networks. That's why they hate me. I'm an American. I'm a stay-behind network for America. I'm fighting the Chinese globalist takeover. Roger Stone, straight ahead. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it was a prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, so why am I so hated by Soros, the Nazi collaborator, by CNN, by Obama, by Hillary? They call me the Dark Heart. I'm not in any intelligence agency. I'm not in any part of that group. The John Birch Society, which I was never a member of, my dad gave speeches for him and stuff in high school, I mean, just because he was an anti-communist. They knew that we turned China over to Mao in 49 and killed John Birch, who was an army officer who tried to expose it. They tortured him to death. And so when you say Stay Behind Network, there were plans under Operation Gladio, which I don't defend what NATO did under that, whereas the Soviets would take over Eastern Europe or try to take over Italy, you would leave Stay Behind Networks that looked like they were working in regular jobs and media. In case the Soviets took over, you would then resist behind enemy lines. So it's behind enemy lines resistance fighters, carrying out total resistance operations using HUMET and using covert action. And so long before I read about covert action and stuff, I heard about how the Air Force aided the CIA and basically stand downs, and I'm not bashing the Air Force, they were new, in the turnover of North Korea to China. And that's when the Army really began to get suspicious, because the Army's got its problems. And the Navy's famously corrupt, you know, with politics, but the Army still, George Washington, the whole nine yards, it's still Americana. So the Army the entire time has been fighting with the CIA. That's been the ongoing program. And the CIA was created by blue bloods and globalists, and it isn't all bad either. It's a large consortium. When I say I'm a stay-behind network, you are. We believe in free market. We believe in the family. We believe in the Second Amendment. You are an agent of America, of George Washington, of liberty, literally in a information war with them trying to intimidate you. And Obama set up these bills, the Countering Disinformation Act and the Intelligence Authorization Act, which billions of dollars to mainstream media to be the watchdogs with big tech, and it says to shut down alternative media. Then they had hearings just saying that Breitbart and InfoWars are Russians with no proof. Well, obviously, we're not Russians. We are the red-blooded Americans. I mean, it's ridiculous. My family worked to bring down the Soviet Union. You name it. Worked in Latin America, all of it. Trump and Alex Jones and Roger Stone, say what you want about us. We're not perfect. But let me tell you, we are red, white, and blue, baby. And they know that. We are USA. So, Roger, you're going to host these two segments. You'll be back with me tomorrow. Big breaking news. But you were bringing up some really huge news to me during the break, that before we get into the whole fake Russiagate thing and all the rest of the persecution, that Kudlow, who I don't want to get it, I don't know how much we can say on air. I know you're friends with him and had dinner with him. Kudlow, you know, there's big work. I've had law firms send stuff to Trump. It's gotten to him. Trump's now moving, saying we're a free country. You can't censor the internet ahead of an election. That's a violation of campaign finance law. The head of Google will not even appear to Congress. We ought to really be celebrating that the listeners of this broadcast and you and I and this crew who puts up with a lot, our great crew, praise God, Jesus Christ, I'm serious. We've already now got them in our sights if Trump takes action. So give us the latest on that, my friend.
Yeah, you know, I must say, Alex, I think Larry Kudlow, who, as you know, was one of the architects of the great Ronald Reagan economic surge, then went on to CNBC with a very successful economic show, economic analysis and market analysis show, may be one of the president's single best appointments. He is the apostle of economic growth. He is the man who, not only working with Steve Moore, another great pro-growth, pro-supply-side economist at the Heritage Foundation, helped candidate Donald Trump formulate the most dynamic economic growth program and tax program of any of the Republican candidates. But Kudlow is more than just a thinker. He is now at the right hand of the president, helping administer that program, which has created 3.2 million new jobs. Hey, Barry, those jobs, they did come back. It is extraordinary now that Kudlow has immersed himself in the internet censorship issue. It was Larry Kudlow announced last week that the administration was going to be taking a hard look at the antitrust aspects of the monopolistic practices of these internet giants to crush InfoWars, to crush conservative and libertarian commentary across the board. So in my view, Larry Kudlow is a true American hero, and he's doing a hell of a job for President Donald Trump.
I agree. Antitrust may take too long, though. They're 65 days out. They're meddling with the election. They've lied to Congress, a lot of their deputy heads, in these hearings. They've now been caught lying. And you've also got the Federal Elections Commission meddling. Those are serious federal charges. Every time they ban a major congressperson or their campaign or their constituents, that is in-kind donations. We need a quadratic equation to create the number for that amount of money. It's in the billions, and start federal indictments of the heads of the big tech companies.
I could not agree more. The attempt to limit conservative and Republican candidates in their electioneering advertising on the internet has turned out to be an egregious error by the tech left. It's opened a whole whole new front for us to attack. Now, as you know, Alex, the courts have generally dismissed all of the First Amendment-oriented lawsuits against
Twitter. But now it's going to be Federal Elections Commission, and it's going to be Section 2 Antitrust Act.
Yes, and I think that is where their greatest vulnerability lies. Look, the Congress, in the hands of Republicans, with a Republican president, and I'm never for regulation, but in this case it may have to be.
Because the lack of regulation allows all their takeover to happen. We have to have regulations saying, leave it alone. But look, we're not trying to toot our horn here, but the listeners have to know. We are the ones. This audience, we pushed this over the top. I mean, this is a devastating victory.
There's no question. Had they not targeted Alex Jones, had they not targeted InfoWars, the president would not be pushing back today. Their insidious little plan would have succeeded. But because they overreached in their attempts to strangle us right here at InfoWars, you have a president who totally gets it and who is intent on
not... Well, let me ask
this
question, because they'd already shadow banned millions like you, totally banned you on Twitter. Why was it InfoWars being banned that finally made the president move?
You know, I think it's because, Alex, we didn't take the ban laying down. We didn't claim, you know, we didn't just go quietly, because we raised holy hell across the media platforms that were available to us. And I don't need to tell you what happened. Record number of people going to the InfoWars.com site. Record number of people listening to you on terrestrial radio. Record number of people signing up for the podcast.
Record number of new stations. Hundreds.
On taking down the app. So you know how this is. The American people always want what you tell them they cannot have. And therefore, people who are ambivalent.
So ask this question again. Why the hell did they make such a brazen authoritarian move? And why would the head of Google refuse to go to Congress?
Because you piss them off. Because you won't lay down. Because you won't quit. Because you, Alex, and any of all of our colleagues here, we just keep hammering them and exposing them. This is why they are so intent on silencing you. You're the tip of the spear. And we know the plan here. It was insidious. If we get Alex Jones, Sean Hannity's next, and then Tucker Carlson, and then Rush Limbaugh, and then Mike Savage, and then Mark Simone, and so many other great patriots, and their whole plan is now exposed. They're in retreat. The head of Google refuses to show up in Congress because he knows what's going to happen.
Now you've got all these top Democrats saying, don't impeach Trump. Stop censoring conservatives. Stop. Panetta, all the smart guys, the wise men are saying back off. I don't want to be too positive, but I think we really, by not backing down, Roger, because I was in war council a month and a half ago with my family, and I said, I'm going to do this. My family said, go ahead. We trust you. But we did this consciously, my friend.
There's no question. Let me also, Alex, say something. I want to address something you said early on. Like you, I was never a member of the John Birch Society. But there were many, many good people in the John Birch Society, anti-communists, real patriotic Americans. I always liked your father, Dr. Jones, and now I really know why. It is extraordinary, and right now, somewhere, David Brock's head is exploding. Oh, my God, Roger Stone said something nice about the John Birch Society. Well, the John Birch Society, which is not the power it once was, has many, many good people in it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals.
boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, been involved in like 6-7 presidential campaigns. He is in Delaware at the beach with his family, taking a few days off. I know 2 weeks ago he was meeting with Kudlow. He goes out in New York. He gets mobbed, attacked by like a zombie apocalypse. Now, this morning, he's at lunch. I've induced him to tell the story. And some guy attacks him, so he knocks him out in the jaw. That's where we've gotten. Plus, the Democrats are moving with major impeachment operations against the president. So we'll probably tomorrow tell the whole, you know, villagers with torches in New York story. But right now, let's get into their move to impeach Trump, why they're insane. But first, let's get into what happened. We don't want to say where you are, but you're in Delaware having breakfast this morning.
Yeah, I was with my family, Alex, and, you know, minding my own business, engaged in reading newspaper and drinking a triple espresso, which is my custom. And some guy out of nowhere comes up to the table, starts screaming that I'm a Russian traitor, that I'll die in prison. And I just say to the guy, look, get lost. That's when he made the mistake of shoving me. Now, Alex, I hit the heavy bag every Sunday. I have for almost 20 years. Yes, I could knock you out with one punch. And I smacked this guy in the jaw, but he started the violence. You see, I'm not going to be pushed around. I'm not going to be bullied. I'm never going to start the violence. I don't believe in violence. I'm like Dr. King. But I will stand up for myself and my rights. You're not going to attack me with my family sitting there. That's not going to happen. This is where we've gotten to. Same thing happened.
So tell us what happened. What happened once you, because they'll probably ban this on Twitter, saying fighting back against some guy attacking you is wrong. So, again.
He ran like the yellow coward that he was. The proprietor in this diner called the police, but by the time they arrived, there was nothing to do. He was long gone. Look, I'm not trying to make myself sound like a superhero.
No, but no. We are hunted men. When I go on the street with you in Austin, it happens to me too. They go, F you, Russian. You're F your family. And I'm like, dude, I'm not a Russian. The economy's at 4.6. We're rebuilding the military. It's the left that hates America. It's Cuomo saying America was never great. It will never be great.
Or that ICE are a bunch of thugs. Not understanding it's the people they're arresting that are the thugs. No, this is extraordinary, but it's where we have gotten in the country, where you cannot even eat dinner in peace or roam the streets with your family, trying to enjoy a vacation while you're attacked by some libtard. Let me be as clear as we possibly can. I wear the scorn of these liberals like a badge. The more they hate me, the more I love it.
No, I agree. So what did he do when he attacked you and you fought? He just ran. Yeah,
he pushed me. I spun around. I smacked him kind of square on the jaw. He was dazed. Then I think he realized he was overmatched and he ran like hell. It's after stumbling backwards. Look, I'm not telling this story to try to sound like a tough guy.
Believe me, you've been with me. You've seen when they come over to the table and go, F you Russians. You're the worst people in America. And I'm like, well, I am America. I mean, the left hates America. They're globalists. They hate flyover country. But how do they believe this narrative that we're the enemy? It's crazy.
Well, because you have CNN just recycling it over and over and over again. Look, I'm a proud Italian-American. You're not taking a swing at me and walking away. You're just not. I will stand up and defend myself. No, I will never start the violence. But I will not. I will not be attacked in the streets by thugs.
Well, exactly. But let's expand to your Trump impeachment news, because you're during the break. We're telling me some really important stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you have some really extraordinary developments over the last couple of days. First of all, the revelation that Bruce Orr, a Justice Department official under Barack Obama, was keeping Andrew Weissman, the pit bull attacked prosecutor for Robert Mueller, apprised of the progress in the compilation of the dirty dossier means that Weissman has violated the Department of Justice rules regarding the independence of the special counsel's office. Donald Trump, are you awake? Are you hearing this? This is extraordinary news.
They've committed all these process crimes. They're all a bunch of globalist agents. Exactly. So you're mad at Trump. He's saying he's not going to fire Sessions, reportedly. We don't know if it's true until after the midterms. Even though the Senate has signaled for him to fire him.
Well, and if you watch the CNN narrative, oh, Republicans fear if they move, they'll lose the midterm elections. No, make the midterms elections about your action. Go to the American people in an Oval Office address.
He'd win. We would win 20 seats in the House if he SWAT-teamed Google, if he SWAT-teamed the DNC. I mean, people would be in ecstasy.
But he has never, Alex, gone to the American people in an Oval Office address, not once.
No, I agree. He should go to an address about the traitors. You've seen the economy come back. In fact, advise the president right now as we go to break. What would you say in 3, 4, 5 minutes if you were President Trump addressing the American people? Oh, my God. That's why they fear him. He hasn't used the power. He thought he'd bring the economy back and they'd back off. No, the elites don't want more money. They want America by the short hairs. Roger, what would you tell the president to do? I agree on that Oval Office address.
Announce that you are taking a series of actions. Step one, declassify all of the documents regarding the FISA warrants and the illegal spying and surveillance on Donald Trump's campaign for president. Step two, the president should fire Jeff Sessions, fire Rod Rosenstein, and fire deep in his own Justice Department, as he has to, at the same time announcing that he has ordered an investigation into their activities, including the activities of Bruce Orr, who never disclosed that his wife was getting campaign funds from the Clintons. Find out why Judge Rudy Contreras recused himself in the FISA warrant that was put on Carter Page. The president needs to lay out the facts here.
And let's be clear. If he did an Oval Office request, an Oval Office speech, laying out the facts, we turn the economy back on. They're in bed with the Russians and the Chinese. I believe in you. They're trying to attack you. They've got CIA stay-behind networks trying to overthrow the government, trying to stop the recovery. I'm fighting for you. He needs to do the Oval Office address and just be honest and say, I'm taking these actions. I believe it's a referendum. I believe in you. You want to be great again. I'm doing it. It would be over. That's why they're so scared, because if he ever exercises real power, it's over.
Well, he also ought to hit Robert Mueller's greatest hits. An incredible front page story in the New York Times last Sunday by Matt Apuzzo would have you believe that this unblemished career is that of the second coming of Christ. President knows Robert Mueller's real record. He knows the cover-up of 9/11. He's well aware of the cover-up of BCCI. He's well aware of the cover-up of what happened in Lockerbie Flight 103. He knows the real story of the anthrax investigation. He knows the real story
covering up for the Clintons.
The president needs to lay that out, because the New York Times is not going to do it. The Washington Post is not going to do it. Mainstream media is not going to do it. Even Fox News is not going to do it. Only we here at InfoWars have the courage and the fortitude to lay these things out. But the president knows them. You know this, Alex, because you've heard it from intimates of the president yourself. It's time for the American people to know the real Robert Mueller and what his real motives are. Interestingly enough, CNN has a headline up saying, criticizing the president for saying in a tweet that Mueller's investigation is illegal. They say that's not right. Well, it has not been declared illegal yet, but it will be, because no one has brought the correct lawsuit yet, but they will.
Well, Roger, let's point this out in closing. America's coming back. The globalists are the enemy. They admit they hate America. It was never great, never be great. Democrats applause. Even if they get you and I and the Trump, they're never going to win. Don't they look 5-6 moves ahead and realize they never get out of this? They're done. We've already won, but the question is, how bad will it get before they realize that? These people don't know when to give up.
That's because they're used to having their way for the last 30 years. That's because the Bush-Clinton combine has called the tune for the last 40 years. And what have we gotten from it? The decline of America. Endless foreign war with our national
interests. But you look at the people worshiping McCain, it looks like a mummy convention. I agree. These people are the past. They're done. We're winning. Roger, come to town. Host with us for 4 or 5 days, live in studio during the weekday broadcast. God bless you. StoneColdTruth.com. People can get both your books, Stone's Rules, The Making of a President 2016, and InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much.
Alex, victory or death?
I love quoting Colonel Travis. All right. Now, I was at this church today, and they had this special operations guy. He was a great guy going out. I'm a fifth-generation Texan. It just made me so proud to be an eighth or ninth and actually found the state. And it's not like a bragging thing. It's just like, well, I am Texas royalty, so that's just the way it is. And I'm proud that today we're having a big effect, and so are you. I don't care where you come from or what you do. I love you if you love liberty. Black, white, old, young, I love you. All right, God bless you all. That's it for this live transmission. Big day coming up tomorrow, and then I'll be back live on Tuesday. InfoWars.com is a rebellion against tyranny.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.